Today is June 13th, Hey Tammuz, and we are learning Hilchos Pesach, Siman Tov Ayin Gimel Sif Beis. Mechaber says, Shoyse Bahaseba Ve'ein Mevarech Acharov. You drink the Dalet Koisos, you drink when you're leaning Bahaseba. Now, let me just clarify. It doesn't mean while you're drinking, you start leaning. You should be leaning, and then you drink. That is difficult as it is. You don't want to be in a moving motion. And we don't make a bracha of the Bayir Priya Gofen after, the Ala Gefen rather, after this Koyus Shal, the Ala Koyus. Yes. Sif Katan Yud, in the Mishnah Brura. Shoyse ba'aseba, v'im shokach v'loy hesif. Ayin simen tof ayin besif zayin, the Mishnah Brura, sif kon chafalof. We already learned the halachas if a person drank the cup of the dalet koyisos and he did not lean, what he should do. So take a look earlier in simen tof ayin beis. V'ayin mevarach acharov, ala gefen, sif kon yiralof, he does not make the ala gefen. Afilu shos revius, even if he drank a revius of the cup, the soymech amash yivarech berchas amazon lebasoif, because we rely on the fact that he will be making the berchas amazon, the benching at the end. Void the hare yivarech brach achreino lesoif arba koyisoyis v'simen tafayindal yizbar hetev. Furthermore, he will be making a brach achreino at the end of all the dal koyisoyis, and this topic will be elaborated on more in simen tof ayin dalid. If you take a look at number 23, those are the Dirshu edition. Just a little, he says there that in regards to this, that we're not making the bracha achrein, when we have the berchas amazon, which will cover the cups of wine. Shekayis zu sheishal kiddush he mitzarech yasuda. This cup that I'm reading from the Dirshu, not from the Mishnah Berurah. This cup that you're making the kiddush on, it's from the part. It's part of the meal. V'harehi kidvarim haboyim machmas asuda, and it's like those type of foods that come just from the meal, part of the meal. Shehem tfeilim the suda miniftar mebrechas amazon, and they are secondary. It's tofil to the meal, and they will be exempt through the brechas amazon. So therefore, you don't have to make a separate bracha achroina. Siv Gimel. The Mechaber says further in Siv Gimel. Imroitze lishtois kama koisois harashus biyodai. If you want to drink a lot of cups of wine, you have the permission to. Mikomokoim roi lezoi shal lishtois ben rishon lisheni. It's really, l'chatchil, it's appropriate not to drink between the first and second cup of wine. Imloi lezarech godol, unless it's for a big need. Kedesh lo yishtaker. Why? Because we don't want to become shikr, like I say many times. A month before this was Purim when we had the mitzvah of drinking of Ad L'Yodah. B'yimon ha-milasis ha-seder kriyas ha-hagodah. And if a person becomes shikar on the Seder night, he will not be able to fulfill the mitzvahs of the Seder in kriyas ha-hagodah.
Even if he's up for the whole part? For everything?
Well, if he's shikar...
Well, say he can still read and he can still...
I wouldn't call that shikar. Yeah, if he's just a little tipsy, you know, so he shouldn't serve the soup.
Yeah.
But if you know, he realizes, you know, of course he's not driving. I'm saying. Mishnah Brura says in Sif Katan Yud Beis Kama Koyisayis Bein Sheshoyse Bein Rishon Lesheni, whether he drinks in between the first or second cup Oyla Achar Koyis Sheni or after the second cup of wine the Kol Shekein B'Soich Achila. Now while you're eating the actual suda itself, then you are permitted to drink wine. People drink wine during their meal. Avo bein shlishi l'revi aser, but in between the shlishi, the third and the fourth cups of wine, that is aser kidlekamon v'simen tafayin tes. Okay. So in sif kod nyur gimel ha'shus b'yoda, one is permitted to drink wine. L'fi mashi kosev ha'rav l'kamon, according to what the Ramah says later on, in simen tafayin dal b'haga, that we, B'nai Ashkenaz, when I say we, B'nai Ashkenaz, I'm saying, Mishnah Brura is saying that, not to exclude anybody. Okay? I don't know. not the. Okay? But B'nei Ashkenaz, the minig is to make a bracha before every cup of wine. It seems like he's saying here, you see, can deduce from that, by the Sfaradim, not to make a new bracha. So he's saying that the case here is not the same for the B'nai Ashkenaz that the Machav is talking about. Then this, that, he would be permitted to drink in between, B'nai Ashkenaz, in between the cups of wine. That's only if, when he made his Bayer Pia Gafen, he had in mind to drink more wine. And then he doesn't have to make a new bracha. When he made his bracha, lifter al kol mashi aviuloi, to exempt any other wine that they will bring him, achakach lishtois, to drink. Or the wine was in front of him. Then the food, the drink, that wine that's in front of him at the time when he makes his bracha in the first place, even though he didn't have it in mind specifically, but it was on the table, it is also included in that bracha of the Bar Priya Gafen. Because if he does not have intention to drink in between the cups of wine, and afterwards he intends to drink, he would have to make a new bracha on that cup of wine. And it's forbidden. And then he says, if you do not have intention to make a bracha on this, to exclude that other wine, and you do not have the wine in front of you, then you cannot, lefi the minog of B'nai Ashkenaz, you cannot make that bracha on the wine, because then you're going to have the child say to you, wait a minute, how many cups of wine am I supposed to have tonight? I thought it was four. You're making now another one. He does a quick math, and he says, we'll have five at the end of the day. And that's not what we're supposed to be doing. Sif kodin yudalit. You should be careful not to drink between the first and second cup of wine, says the Mechaber. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif kodin yudalit. V'chei min ageinu. And that is our minog, not to drink between the first and second cups of wine, another cup of wine. Tes zayin, tes vav rather, shaloi lishtois bein rishon l'sheini, lachush l'yesh mishoimer, to be concerned for that opinion that's brought in the Beis Yosef, the hodesh arinon lishtois bein akoisois, that this that we permit to drink bein akoisois, hainu bein kois sheini l'bein kois shlishi. We permit a person to drink between the second and third cup of wine. Do samach la'achila, or b'seich achila do zayin mishaker, because this is in between the second and third, and it's close to when he's going to eat the food, or it's between during the meal, and he won't get drunk. If I'm not mistaken, I'm not an expert with this, but if you have more food in your system, so then you won't become shikar right away. Is that correct? Right. That's my understanding. Right. I'm sorry? It absorbs. Right, okay. Avaloi ben rishon l'sheni, kadesh lo yishak, ishtaker, that's the way his mashup for the Mishnah Berurah, but not between the first and second cups of wine, that he should not become shikr. Chmoisha also ben shlish l'rvi, just like it's also between the third and fourth. Okay. Tezayin, kadesh lo yishtaker, he should not become drunk. Masha d'afka yayin, oishar mashkin, kai gavne, hameshakrin. Ava masha she'ein mishakir, mutu lishtois ben akoisis. This whole discussion, this Sif, Gimel, is only talking about drinking wine. That we should not be drinking more cups of wine. You want to drink something else? A beverage that is not alcoholic in content? Kol kavod. Enjoy. You're allowed to drink it. In regards to eating, in number 25, he's telling us from the Chuas Orlet Zion that really, a person should not be eating also because he should eat the matzah with an appetite. However, if he's very hungry because he was this Bechor that fasted, and we see once again this concept that Bechorim really, really fasted. It's not just they had to see him. Then he says from the Shevet Levi, Sheyochol lechol l'chatchila, that he could eat, he's permitted to eat. It also brings from Rav Yashiv, You eat some fruit or eggs and you make a barin nefashis. However, do this before eating the karpas. So you should eat the hadama or your eggs, whatever you'll be eating beforehand, before you eat the karpas, because you should also make your bread in the fashas. But do this all before the karpas, because there are many who hold, as we'll see soon, Mr. Shem, that the bracha you make in the karpas, whatever food you use for karpas, a different story, will also go, that bracha, hadama, will also go on your maror. So eat a little beforehand. Let's go to Sif Dalet. Mivi lifnei ba'al habayis ka'ara. Sheyesh bo sholish matzois. We bring in front of the ba'al habayis. The ba'al habayis has the seder plate, the ka'ara. Sheyesh bo sholish matzois u'maror v'charoises v'karpos a'yerek acher v'choymitz a'ymei melech. He has the different items that are placed on the seder plate. The three matzahs, maror, charoises, the karpos, the vegetable, different vegetable, the chaymitz, a vinegar or salt water. Shnei tafshilin, two foods. What are these two foods? Echad l'zeich ezeich l'pesach. One is the remembrance of the Korban Pesach. V'echad zeich l'chagiga. One is a remembrance to the Korban Chagiga. V'nagu b'basur beya. The minig is not just to use two types of foods, but the minig is to use one. As we'll see, the Karm Pesach, the Zeichel Karm Pesach should be basar, and one is the Beya, should be an egg. We'll see the Ramah, but first the Mishnah Brura on this so far. Sif Kod Nyot Zayin. You bring in front of the Baal HaBayis a Seder plate, a Ka'aro. Mevi in the Fnei Baal HaBayis, Aval Lefnei Shar B'nei Beisoy, Ein Tzarech Al-Niach Ka-Seder HaZeh. The other members of the Seder don't need to have a Seder plate. We discussed that even if the Baal HaBayis will be making the Kiddush on the first of the Dalet Kaisos, everyone should still have a cup of wine. Here, only the Baal HaBayis has a Seder plate. Elo kula noitlin mishel Baal HaBayis, everyone takes from the Baal HaBayis. V'zeh afilu b'mekoymeh sheyeh shulchan katan lefnei kol echad v'echad, even in the situation where each person would have his own little couch and a little table to do the mitzvahs of the Seder night, still, the Baal HaBayis would be the only one with the Seder plate. The kosher came be mekaymeinu shekulin yoishin al shulchan echad. Even more so by us, where we all sit by the same table. Sheyesh b'shalosh matzos, he should have three matzos in front of him. What are the three matzos for? Normally you have lechem mishnah, just two. Shnayim b'shvil lechem mishnah, kishar yomtiv. Two matzos are for the lechem mishnah, like every other yomtiv as well. V'achas k'dei levatz l'shtayim, one that you should break into two. Half of it to fulfill the mitzvah of achilas matzah. The lechem oini, kari rachmana, uma darkoi shel oni beprusa, v'chetzel b'shvil afikoymen. K'mavor l'kamei sefvav. We want to break it in half, because we want to have lechem oini. What's lechem oini? The bread of the poor man. The poor man does not have whole matzahs. He gets whatever he has, and he's satisfied with that. And the second half, as you know, is the larger size, is for the afikoyman. Usually what I do is I break the matzah by yachatz, and it's quite clear. You don't need a ruler to see which one is the bigger one or smaller one. And I ask my children, oh, which is the bigger one, the smaller one? And they, of course, they'll say, Abba, you know which one. Just, you know, get him involved. Okay, sifkon yites v'charoises kidei litbol boy es hamorer. To dip the maror in it. Now, charoises is some people like to eat the charoises. I want to tell you, now is not the time to eat it. It's to dip. Sometimes people, they pass the charoises and you see, like, you know, not just the teaspoon, not just the regular soup spoon, but they take that serving spoon and they pile it on. That's not what we're doing here. We're dipping the maror. Okay, kidei litbol boy is amora. Kidel kamei and simon tafayin. Hey, we'll see more about that later, Mr. Shem. A karpos min yerek shekari noisay karpos. Look at this. Why is this karpos? Is a type of vegetable we call it karpos. Why? A baruch lechatchil b'min ze shunoy trikoin samach perach shishim. Right? Perach kloimar shishim riboy avdu avoides perach. 600,000, referring to Klaius of Bnei Yisrael, worked avoides perach. What is avoides perach? We're not here for drushes now, and we're here for the halacha Mishnah Brura, but he's bringing this down. It's appropriate to know what we're doing here, what we're saying. Let's give you the mashal. They say the story where the person was in jail is for decades, and day after day, he pushed the wine press. You know, ever see in Eretz Yisrael where you have the, you go on those tours that they used to have where there's this big log and you push a stone around and there's the press where they were pressing the grapes or the olives. So the marshal is, they say that the person at the end of 20 years of being in jail, they told him, okay, you're a free man. He says, you know what, before I leave, I've been pushing this log, pressing these grapes for 20 years. Just do me one favor. I want to see what I produced. I want to see something that I made. And they start chuckling, and they start laughing, and they tell him what you produced, what you made. He was told that below the next floor, it's where all the grapes are coming from. They told him, you didn't do anything. For the past 20 years, you've been pushing the log, which is attached to the stone. You didn't accomplish a thing. And he drops dead on the spot. He couldn't take it. Why? Because he didn't do anything. Mentally, the Mitzrayim, this was part of Vodis Perach. A physical labor to exert Bnei Yisrael to accomplish nothing, absolutely nothing. This is one example, one of the Mefarshim explained, what Avodis Perach is. Yes, you want to say something? Oh, okay, fine. Let's see further. Sifkon Chof, or Yerek Acher, you take a different vegetable, Me'eza Minshu, for a different vegetable. Ach lechatchila toiv sheikach mi'oisei amin, shemavarech na'ala v'oisei brach, shemavarech na'ala mor. Should take the same hadama for this other vegetable, like we said a few minutes ago, that when you make the broch on the karpas, there's a lot to remember. That's why Baruch Hashem, you have good haggadahs that say, right before you do things, instructions. When you make the broch on the karpas, have in mind that this brocha should also go on the mar as well. But don't take for the karpas one of the five types of maror that can be used. Don't do that. Ki acha shemile kreisay min maror, ech yivarech acha kach alachilas maror. Because after a person fills himself up with eating maror by the karpas, it's a little, then he's going to go make his bracha alachilas maror, it's not so good. Ayin lekamon, simen tof ayin hei, siv beis. Vinegar, or if he takes a chaymetz vinegar, or may melach, and sifkon chaf aleph, litbol behena karpas vayerek, to dip inside the karpas, or the vegetable. And of course, we know by the children, by many, this is those who use the potato, and then they have the salt water. So then, of course, the children have to be doing something to keep themselves busy through the rest of the Agada until we get to the next exciting part for them. So they're eating more and more of this karpas. Now, we'll see later on, there are those opinions that say to have specifically less than the kezias of karpas. And we'll get that to that in Mr. Shem later on. Now, what happens if Seder night falls on a Shabbos? Im chal b'Shabbos, yaseh ha-me-melech koidim Shabbos, or le-yaseh b'Shabbos. Make the salt water before Shabbos, don't do it on Shabbos. So this is one of the Erev Pesach preparations. When the Seder night falls on Shabbos, on the checklist, make sure you make the salt water beforehand. As discussed in Hilchos Shabbos. If you did not make your salt water, and you don't have any vinegar to dip it into, yesh la'asis me'melech ma'at, make a little salt water, k'mo shekasa shom, and it's discussed in Siman Shin Chaf Aleph. V'hinei, inyan tibul yerek b'mashke, ho mitakonis chachamim, k'dei latimia es hatinoikos, she'yiru shino yesh'oich lin ha'yirokos, v'tibul she'ein derech la'ochlam k'id masudo, b'choy mo'y sashon v'yishalu al shino zeh. This, that we dip the vegetable in the salt water, is from the Chachamim. The Chachamim established, Takanas Chachamim, to do this. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Kedei Latimia Es Titinaikus. So the children will say, what's going on here? They'll see Shinui, a different way of eating, Sho'ichlin Hayirokas Betibul, that we're eating the vegetables by dipping it in there, into the salt water. Shein Derech Lo'ochlom Kedem Asud. This is not the Derech to eat it before we wash. This is before we had the motzi. And then they will say, what is going on with this shinui? She'amiris ha'agodo mitzvasa lo'omra derech teshuva al she'ilus she'she'iluhu. She'nemar yishoch ha'bincha v'matal v'incha avadim ha'yino. Now, different answers, but what? Let's understand something here. What is the answer that you give the child? We're doing these different things that they should say, why are we doing this? So you say, you know why we're doing this? So you should ask, why are we doing this? Is that an answer? That doesn't answer. So my understanding is, like we just said, She'amiras ha'agodah mitzvahs la'omra derech tshuva al she'ilus she'sha'aluhu. It's a question-answer format. She'nema ki yishalcha bincha, your son will ask you, why is he, he's asking you, why are we doing this? You know why you're doing this? Avadim hayinu lefaro mitzrayim. We were slaves to paro mitzrayim. That's why we're doing all this. And this is the night, the Seder night, when we charge our batteries, recharge our batteries, and we ingrain into our neshama what Hashem did for us, of taking us out of Mitzrayim. The Taz brings another answer, which we're not going to discuss right now, but to emphasize this concept that every single nekuda of our Yiddishkeit revolves around Yitzias Mitzrayim. Whether it's the benching, whether it's in the Shema, every single day, throughout the Kiddush, everything is always Yitzias Mitzrayim. And this is the night when we want to elaborate, call a Masabri Yitzias Mitzrayim, Harez Meshubach, whoever speaks and discusses more and more about it, it's praiseworthy. We'll stop here for today. Mitzvah Shem Kanidim, tomorrow with Sif Kod and Chof Beis.